This is Jay Sekulow. Our guest is going to be Gina, the student that's the center of the controversy with the college in New York, and a victory report with the Veterans Administration.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast, and our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Hey, great news. We're going to have Gina, that college student, going to be joining us in the second segment of the broadcast. We're going to get an update from her on the situation with her college. I'm going to give you a legal update on the situation. This is something we've been following very closely at the American Center for Law and Justice. And we may be able to have you, Gina, on long enough for you to ask some questions or talk to her. So if you want to give us a call at 1-800-684-3110, that will be great. We'll be taking your calls literally from around the country. I want to report right off the bat, though, a victory at the Veterans Administration, and this is a really sweet victory because the group, the Religious Freedom Foundation, the Foundation for Religious Freedom, as they call this, the atheist group out of Madison, Wisconsin, they're the ones that have published those bumper stickers that Jordan's talked about. They filed a complaint against the Veterans Administration specifically because they had a Christian bookstore operating at the Veterans Administration, the bookstore called Inspired by Him. We just got a response, and they were basically being asked to leave. They were being told their contract was being terminated, which was a very serious affront because the material being sold in the bookstore at the hospital, at the VA hospital, was Christian. And that was the basis from which they were being denied their renewal of their contract. We went to work on this. But, Jordan, this is, of course, this complaint filed by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, who you've become the expert on that over the last couple of years. They are very aggressive on these church-state separation issues, but a great victory here for us.
That's right. We got in this letter very clearly. It said, we've reviewed the policies and have found no prohibition against the sale of religious-oriented merchandise. Consequently, we will reinstate the bookstore's concession contract immediately. This bookstore had to stop. They had to stop selling this material for a while. And the Veterans Administration, when they took the time to look at the issue, said, no, there's absolutely no problem here. This is what we need to hear about these stories, though. If you've got these kind of situations happening where Freedom From Religion Foundation tries to come into your town and work through these angles. Remember, now it's very tough for them to get into courts because of that Supreme Court decision. So they're going directly to these government agencies.
Yeah, what they're doing is they're putting on direct pressure. Because of the victory we had in the Hine case at the Supreme Court of the United States, their ability to go to court is very limited, quite frankly. So what they do now is try to put pressure tactics on government agencies. Here, the Veterans Administration. But the good news is, folks, again, this is very, very important. We've got a victory here. The bookstore in this particular case, the Inspired by Him Christian bookstore, will be operating at the Veterans Center, the Veterans Hospital. And we are thrilled, with the great result that we got in that case. Eric Zimmer, one of our staff lawyers, doing the work on that and did a great job. A great victory, again, a Christian bookstore operating in a hospital, which, you folks, think about it for a minute. It's exactly where you want to have a Christian bookstore operating. So good news there. We're very pleased and very positive with that. As I said, we are following the case with Gina. This is in Suffolk Community College. We've talked about it before on the broadcast. We're following it very closely. We've sent another round of letters. But, folks, it looks like this thing, it could be going to litigation. We hope to get it resolved. But if you got a, what would you do if this was your daughter in college and she's being told to participate in the dialectic dialogue? You have to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist. So let me encourage you to call. We want to hear from you on this. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And we'll be taking your calls from around the country. How would you react if this was your student? If this was your daughter or son in college, and they were told if you don't acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist, you don't fully participate in the college classroom setting. So, again, we'll be taking your calls on that at 800-684-3110. A great response to our petition of protest, well over 65,000 signatures online, another 15,000 by phones. You need to add your name. We need to stand with Gina, send a message to these colleges. Here's the phone number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to sign on to the petition of protest. Back with your calls in just a moment.
Gina DeLuca, a community college student in New York, expected to be challenged in school, but never expected to be discriminated against because of her Christian beliefs.
It reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they refuse to bow down, that's how right. I feel. I feel like I'm being forced to do something, and if I don't, in a sense, I'm going to be thrown into the furnace, you know?
The American Center for Law and Justice is representing Gina and will ensure that her constitutional rights are protected.
We've got our lawyers and our legal team here helping you, and Gina, hang tough in the school situation. We're getting the situation hopefully resolved. Literally, we've got a legal team on it right now, as you know.
If you want to help students like Gina, then stand with the ACLJ and demand an end to religious hostility on college and university campuses. Sign on today to the ACLJ National Petition of Protest. Send a powerful message to these institutions. The constitutional rights of Christian students will be protected. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. As I mentioned before we took the break, we're going to be joined by Gina. This is the student that's been the center of the controversy in New York involving the college there, Suffolk Community College. And we've got some breaking developments, really, on the case. But let me tell you, give you kind of a set the stage a little bit here. We're going to take a call on this, and then we're going to get Gina on the line. But let me set the stage a bit. Remember what happened here. This was a situation where the professor, in a series of internet postings, as well as discussions with the students, has taken a very, very negative view of the impact of Christianity, of faith in God, has demeaned it with postings that are on the website. So this was, we were able to get this information clearly, and he took a very aggressive stand, Jordan, as it relates to these students' ability to participate in the class freely.
I mean, lots of different things. One, calling them level one thinkers if you wouldn't deny the existence of God or at least question whether God exists, directly to a student, targeting these students in the online classroom. Not only that, though, Dad, going steps further, saying you really can't even participate in this discussion if you believe in God, and then going to that last point we heard from Gina the first time she was on the air, and we were discussing with her off the air about a situation where the professor's last assignment was, if you deny your free will, you get a full 100 on your different assignments throughout the year, a full 100% by writing one sentence and signing your name to it. So it tells a lot about these professors. One thing is they're lazy. This is a professor trying to get out of doing real philosophical study
right.
by instead just saying, hey, if you post what I think, I'll have more time to work on my anti-God website, which is exactly what this guy does.
Yeah, we found that out, by the way, folks. We've got the website, and our team has done a great job of researching all of this. So very, very interesting. Let's get Gina right back in the conversation. She was with us a couple weeks back. We wanted to get an update. Gina, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, Gina, let's talk about, you and I were talking about this during the break, what has happened. We've sent our first demand letter to the university. We got a response. We were not satisfied with that response. In fact, they did not answer the question we asked about, is it a requirement that you acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist before you enter into this dialogue? And what about the free will question? They didn't answer either one. We've sent another round of letters, demand letters in this situation. But tell us what's happened, because you were talking about this during the break. There's been some developments in the sense that things have toned down quite a bit.
Yeah, since the demand letter, since the school has probably sat down with him and talked to him, he hasn't brought up God at all. He hasn't brought up God in any sense. And actually, when I was on last night doing my postings, he had written a question that we have to respond to, you know, issues concerning the world today, such as like HIV, AIDS,
sure.
global warming, and we have to take a certain view. We have to take, like, a Marxist approach or one of the other ones that he posts. He's like, you don't have to personally endorse these views, but it would help if you were at least leaning towards them, which it may still sound bad, but it's a stark contrast to what he was posting previously.
It is a stark contrast, but the fact is, that statement, we're in the radio studio, I'll tell you the reaction that we just, when you said that, though, I know in your situation, because you're in the classroom having to deal with this, any step in the right direction is a step in the right direction, but this really still is very, very troubling.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say why this is troubling, too, why this bothers me. One thing to say, and I totally agree with the professor saying something like, how would a Marxist approach this question?
That's, yeah, different.
But say, but it's better if you actually believe in Marxism to write this question or lean that way. And what about this way? What about the Nazi question? I mean, that's the same thing. Marx or Hitler, how would Hitler approach this question? That's okay. But then saying, how would Hitler approach it? And it'd be better if you felt that way, or it'd be better if you believed in Karl Marx and what he said. You see what these professors are doing. They think that they're doing, that's going a step further. But really what they're saying is, we're pushing you and pushing you. You know, you really can't answer this question unless you really are a Marxist.
Yeah, and let me ask you this. Now, we're going with the next round of this. And by the way, folks, I need to say this. We've had, and Gina, you don't even know this yet, we've had over 65,000 people sign the petition of protest for Gina that's going to go to this university. And probably another 15,000 that have called us on this. So,
that's
Gina,
awesome.
There is almost, we said our goal was 100,000. And there is no doubt in my mind that we're going to hear from over 100,000 citizens from around the country on this. So I want you to know, number one, from us, that there are a lot of people standing with you in this situation. Literally hundreds of thousands, I think, without a doubt. And we certainly will have 100,000 signed up. So do know there's people there. We want you to hang on with us, Gina, because we're going to take some calls and we're going to want to ask some of these to you as well. But again, if you have not signed on to the petition of protest, let me encourage you to do that right now. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And of course, you can get updated information and sign up online at ACLJ.org. Jordan, who do we have?
Let's go right back to the phones. Lisa is calling from California on line 3. Lisa, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you so much for everything. First of all, I want to ask, if colleges and universities want to stay away from the subject of God and they want to teach all their students in a neutral way, why would this teacher or professor choose a subject that is going back to religion or going back to faith? I don't understand that.
And Gina needs to, we'll help clarify this, but Gina, my understanding was that this was actually a section of the course on belief in God that was kind of the philosophical issues relating to God.
Yes, that's true. And even the ones that weren't related to God were somehow related to God.
And he's got this professor, and Lisa, we appreciate your calling this. This professor has a really significant animus towards Christianity. I mean, he's got postings, he's written books. I mean, it's a very clear stand on this. And Gina, has it surprised you at all, or I guess it hasn't, is his anti-Christian views pretty much known within the school setting right now, the university setting?
Yeah, people that have taken him know that for sure. And for instance, anybody that disagrees with him has had problems with him.
So if you disagree with this professor, you're basically going to be subject to reducing your grades, which if you've seen the movie Expelled, folks, which we've talked about on this broadcast, this is exactly what Ben Stein talks about. We've got the living example of this.
When I hear about all the things I've heard about this professor, then read his own writings online, I deduce two things. One, he's an atheist. The second, he's a communist sympathizer. That's the truth about this professor. Everything is Marxist and anti-God. And those two worldviews go right together. An atheism goes right in line with communism and Marxism. And we just heard from Gina today, another question saying, write about this from a Marxist view. You don't have to believe it, but it'd be better if you do. And that's, again, pressure by a professor that is unnecessary in the classroom, and it's academic fraud.
Yeah, I really think it's – and I'm glad – Gina, we're thrilled, by the way, that you're taking such a stand on this. You're becoming the national rallying cry on this issue, so we appreciate that. Let's get another call.
Melody's calling from Florida on line 6. Melody, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Melody.
Yeah. Hi, thank you.
Sure.
Gina, I want to say you're doing great on taking your stand, and I want to say that if it was my daughter, I would tell her to do the same thing, that you stand tight for your beliefs, and remember, as you know, that the Lord's in control. You just keep going on with your beliefs. I would tell my daughter to do this until they were they would tell her to leave the room.
Well, let me tell you, let me say this about Gina, and I will tell you this is, I've represented college students at the Supreme Court of the United States for almost 2.5 decades. And I will tell you every time we represent these college students, how encouraged we are at the stands that they're taking. And Gina, you're approaching this in a godly way. You're approaching it in a Christ-like way. You're not doing anything that's inappropriate. You're being very respectful. But Gina, let me ask you this question. How do you feel as this professor makes these postings? How do you feel about the postings he was making previous to the engagement here of the ACLJ? I mean, how did that impact you?
Well, the reason it bothered me the most is I'm secure with what I believe, and I believe it wholeheartedly. But you could see the students that have their beliefs and would try to make postings that were, you know, contrary to what the professor believed, and he would come back at them, and they would kind of succumb to it and just be like, okay, professor, I see now. And I just felt like they were being, like, indoctrined by him.
Well, it means you're taking, you know, well, the number one is what Jordan just said is right. They are indoctrinated. That's part of what they do here.
No, they're bullied around. I mean, this professor, anytime you're having to write back and say, oh, now I see what you're saying about attacking my faith. That is bullying. That's using the grading process to threaten students. But again, all these things and everything this professor's doing runs right in line with his Marxist atheist views, which he talks about online.
Let's try to get one more call before the break here.
Let's go to Jerry calling from Alabama online, too. Jerry, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're great. How can we help you?
I just wanted to make a comment that I really wish I could see the Christians and our nation stand up against things like this, because as one unit, we are still the last large group that organizes in this country, but it seems as though Christians are the first ones to bow down and let it happen.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. You've got students like Gina. I could give you a list of other students and other people that are taking stands here, and you've got to get encouragement from the bold stand that Gina's taken here. And, I mean, she's taken it. Listen, this is a bold stand, and we're going to see if Gina can stay with us during the next segment of the program as well, so we'll get some more feedback from her. We're getting ready to take a break in a moment, but be encouraged, Jerry, because there are students like Gina taking a stand. Now, I want to say something to all of our friends and members of the American Center for Law and Justice. You're making a huge impact. We're making some progress in this case. Now, it may be that we have to eventually go to court. I'm trying to resolve it without doing that. But Gina has taken a huge stand here, and we need to take a huge stand with Gina as we continue to follow this case. So if you've not yet signed on to this petition of protest, I want to encourage you right now to go to your phones. Here's the number. It's 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 877-989-2255. You can also sign up, and by the way, over 65,000 people have, online at aclj.org, or just call us, 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in just a moment.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon. The deadline, May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406, or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today. College is a time of academic challenge. While acquiring a degree is never easy, every student should be treated the same. But unfortunately, on some campuses today, you're penalized if you're a Christian. The American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively defending the constitutional rights of students nationwide. Case in point, a community college in New York State, where a professor is punishing a student, giving her lower grades, calling her closed-minded because of her Christian beliefs. The ACLJ will file a lawsuit unless the school steps in and corrects the actions of a philosophy professor. professor who requires students to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist in order to participate in the class. Academic freedom? Hardly. Religious hostility? Most certainly. If you're fed up with the anti-Christian ravings on college and university campuses, stand with the ACLJ and sign on to a national petition of protest. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can reach us online at aclj.org.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We've got a great victory report to mention also. We're going to go right back to the situation with Gina in just a moment, but I'm holding a letter in my hand from the Department of Veterans Affairs. We represented a bookstore called Inspired by Him Christian Bookstore. They operate at the Veterans Center, which is at the Veterans Hospital. And the group, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, this is the group with those stickers that say, you know, nothing fails like prayer. This group filed a complaint against the Christian bookstore. The VA ordered them to remove their materials and to no longer have their contract. We went to work on the situation. I'm a happy report that we've received a letter from the Department of Veterans Affairs. This is from the VA itself, and that letter says that the bookstore stays. It has been renewed. They are reinstating the bookstore's concession immediately. So we beat the Freedom From Religion Foundation and had a great victory for religious freedom. Now, you're hearing from Gina. She's staying with us in this segment of the broadcast as well. We're getting a lot of calls from around the country. Again, if you haven't signed the petition of protest, do it right now at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's go right back to the phones.
Brock's calling from New York on line 3. Brock, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Brock.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
I'm going to try to make this as brief as I can
Great.
For you. I'm a retired vet. The VA is sending me back to school. I'm
Great.
Taking a psychology class. In there, one of our course papers is a self-esteem paper. I mentioned on there that I am a Christian.
Right.
I had a few misspelled words. 25 years in no school, you're going to do it. She literally X'd out everything I had to do with religion, put an F on the paper, and failed me for the course.
And this did you talk to the professor at all? Did she say that it was because of the reference? I mean, obviously you got it in writing because she X'd out the religious references. But if it was a paper on self-esteem, you certainly could report or write about what God's meant in your life. Did she say that was the reason you got the F?
Not in her own words.
Here's what I'm trying to ask, Brock. In the paper you got back, did she actually cross through the words and references to God?
Okay, I have that right in front of me, and I have the course syllabus. What she said in here, I'm trying to look at this really quick so I don't take up most of your time.
Well, we can't because we got a lot of calls coming in. Here's what I'm going to do, Brock. I'm going to get you in touch right now. Go ahead.
Here's what she put on here.
Yep.
She said, what does this have to do with your life?
Talking about religion, she said, what does this have to do with your life?
Yes, sir. And she literally wanted to know our self-esteem about our life, who we are.
Okay, well, here's what we're going to do, Brock. I'm going to put you on hold right now, which means you're going to be talking to someone from our legal staff. I want you to fax in to our offices or scan an email to us this report, because this is exactly the kind of situations we're looking for with the college campuses, and Gina's case has brought these to the forefront. So you go ahead and get that information to us right away. We're going to get some help. Folks, this is what is happening in college campuses around the country.
I mean, do you understand what Brock just said, folks? What does this have to do with your life when talking about a self-esteem paper and you mention your religion and your religious beliefs and the professor writes, what does this have to do with your life? What does this have to do with it? If you are anyone with a deeply held religious belief, it has everything to do with your life. It doesn't matter if you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Buddhist. These are all important. And if you're an atheist, your beliefs on that matter would be important as well. Those shape your world view. They shape your self-esteem.
Yes.
And that's all throughout every holy book is how you should think of yourself and how you should treat
in the light
others.
Of God.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, but let me ask you this to Gina, because Gina's still with us. Now, Gina, you had the initial conversations with your professor, especially in the online postings. He really degraded your view of your faith and what your faith meant to you.
Yes, he did. He did. And I think that he mistook me for somebody that might have just, you know, sat back and said, well, I better not say these things anymore. And I think that's what happens to a lot of people. They don't realize, you know, that what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong, and that nobody has a right to tell you not to speak of things that, you know, you hold close to you or to change the things that you hold close to you.
Hey, Gina, how old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay. Now, here's what I'm telling you, folks. This is what's happening, you know, and specifically it's happening in community colleges, which is what the concern is that we have. And community colleges generally are serving a little bit of an older college student base. So, you know, 25 to 29 year olds. And this is where this has to stop. Now, Gina, your grades in your other courses have been very, very good.
Yeah.
So this is a situation where this professor is basically, as Jordan said, is bullying you. And we're sending round two. I mean, we've got the second round letter gone off. We're going to see what the university says. And if we've got to go to court on this guy, this professor will do it. We hope it doesn't come to that. But I will tell you, it's no different than this victory I talked about at the Veterans Administration at the beginning of the broadcast and the beginning of the segment. If you don't stand up for your rights, you lose them. And these university professors should not be bullying these students. Let's go right back to our phones.
Kevin's calling from Virginia on line 6. Kevin, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Hey, I just wonder if the people that bring, you know, these kind of attacks and persecutions and stuff like that, I wonder if they realize that they're just, you know, showing us the veracity of the Bible. I mean, it happened in the Bible. It
right.
was predicted at the in the Bible. It's happening now, and it's just... just goes to show how accurate and complete and relevant the Bible always has been and always will be.
You know, I do think that when these professors do these attacks on these college students, that it does in fact show the importance and the veracity, as you said, the truth of the Bible, because they're so opposed to what's in the Bible that they will go to any length to try to not only discredit the Bible itself, but they try to shake the very foundations of the students' belief in their faith. These professors' goal, not all of them obviously, but a lot of them, their goal is to build up their position, the professor's position, and tear down the individual faith of these college students. And that is what we're seeing time and time again. We saw it with Brock, of course, in Gina's case as well. This is what is happening.
I mean, just to go through again today what we've talked about in this program. First, we got a call from Brock who talked about how on his paper, on self-esteem, he mentioned his religion, and the professor wrote back on it, "What does this have to do with your life?" Then we heard from Gina talking about the new assignments by the professor that we didn't think were as bad, except for he said, "Analyze this from a Marxist view. You don't have to believe it, but you'll do better on it if you do."
Yeah.
I mean, these are the issues. I mean, these professors don't get it. It takes sometimes going to court with these professors to prove how you've got to treat students in the academic setting.
Here's the good news. We're getting victories in a lot of these cases. Now, Gina's case is ongoing. The Veterans Administration case with the Christian bookstore, we got a victory. But this one, we're having a fight. Folks, you hear what Gina's saying. You see the stand she's taking. You need to stand with her on this. We're going to send a message to this university and to other universities around the country. So you call this number right now. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Add your name to this petition of protest. It makes a huge difference. And again, 877-989-2255.
Alan's calling from Nevada on line 1. Alan, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, that last caller made a good point. Those people are definitely getting our attention. Now, one way that people can help Gina is do what I did. I downloaded a petition off of your website to protect the right of military chaplains to pray and pray in the name of Jesus. I took it to a National Day of Prayer gathering, got a lot of petitions. ACLJ is fighting aggressively, not asking or requesting our right for religious liberty. They're demanding it aggressively. We need to do the same, people.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call on this, Alan, and we try to make that website as easy to navigate as possible. And when you get your friends to sign this petition, we correlate all that data. We had Congressman Walter Jones on the program last week talking about this. We're going to make one more really bold move on the chaplains issue probably before June, maybe the first week of June. We're going to make a very bold initiative on this issue, and we're going to galvanize. Our goal on the chaplains, by the way, is to get over 200,000 and almost 250,000 signatures, and we're, by the way, well on our way on that one. Gina, last question to you. How important has this fight been for you?
It's been very important. I have four small children, and I look at them and I say, is that the world that I want them to grow up in, to know that, you know, that they'd have to deal with something like that? And I figure if I take a stand, I'll be an example to them, and they'll know that they have religious rights and that nobody can trample on them.
Well, we appreciate you taking the stand, Gina. And let me encourage everybody that's listening to this broadcast right now, you go right to your phones and let's stand with Gina. Sign the petition of protest. Here is the number, 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again, 877-989-2255. 800-800-2255. You can also go to the website at aclj.org. But take a stand right now, 877-989-2255. We will talk to you on tomorrow's broadcast, so stay tuned for updates next week.